Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Well, welcome to the Simon Says podcast. I'm thinking it's number 198. Who knows how many we have to go till 200?
And you're right.
Landmark.
Seems kind of close.
So, hey, welcome to it. I'm Sean, the lovely Charlie.
Hello.
Over here. The confused looking Maddie over here.
I figured it out. I'm fine now.
You're doing good.
Thanks.
So if you would love to like it and subscribe to it and tell your friends all about it, please do. Most embarrassing thing ever. You know, I use 8675309 for my discount code phone number everywhere I go. Doesn't matter where.
For like your MVP card and your Lion discount card.
Because all you care about is the immediate savings, not the other stuff that they usually
do. I don't even know what the other stuff is. But like, for instance, when I go to a Walgreens and they say, do you have a phone number with us? And I put in 8675309, they'll say, are you Cody or are you Manuel or are you Terry? I'm like, just pick one.
You're like, yes.
Yes. It's like, it doesn't really matter to me. I'm not banking to use these rewards just another time.
Just pick your favorite. Yeah. It's fine. So that's what usually happens. And in my history of using that number for discounts, only one person ever caught me, and it was a lady behind me in line at Earth Fair. That's how long ago it's been. It was at Earth Fair. And they asked for my number. I said, 8675309. Girl behind me goes, hey, is that really your number? And I go, no, but it works everywhere. Try it. And there was the one time I was in there, and my kid was so little at the time, she didn't understand about going along with daddy's lies.
Uh-huh. Oh, God, it's the worst when they're so honest.
Dang honest kids. What's wrong
Daddy,
with them?
Daddy, that's not our phone number.
That's exactly what she said. And I was like...
At the same time, of all the things that we may or may not lie about, that's one... Like, no one cares.
No, but for her, you had just taught her, this is our phone number in case anything bad happens.
This is true. You're right about that.
Yeah. You don't lie.
All right, so I go to get my turkey and stuff, and... I'm in line and I put the code in and the dude starts laughing and he goes, that's pretty funny. And I go, he's got to be talking about 8675309. He's a music fan. He's a young guy.
Yeah.
He looks like he's 20.
But
maybe.
I mean, you know, music's everywhere nowadays. But so nobody, he could know it.
Nobody ever caught it that was working anywhere. At least he didn't say anything. He goes, and that is totally my sense of humor too. And I'm like, huh. And I said something like, you know, the young folks don't understand. And he just, you know, just sitting there. And I go, and it works everywhere. He goes, huh? I said, that phone number works everywhere. Everywhere that has a discount, that phone number works. He goes, oh, what's the number? And I told him, and I said, well, you're not talking about the number? He goes, no, the name. When you put the number in on my screen, a name pops up. And I said, well, what does it say? And he said, oh, it says blank you, but not blank.
The real world.
Oh,
the word.
The big one.
The
F you don't
word.
Have to say it. Yeah, the big one. And I have used that code at that store 1,000 times.
No wonder everyone was looking at you funny.
For years, I've been using that code, and I don't know if it's always been that name.
Huh. That's pretty amazing. And I like that someone, when they originally set it up, decided to use that as the name. Maybe they went back. I think they went back. You think maybe someone changed it? Because someone was using, like my email got tied to a Shell Rewards thing. It was a random California number or something.
What name did they give you?
It was weird. It was like Dababa, Dababa. It was like a bunch of letters.
I'd rather have that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I would much rather have that.
Ah, Mr. Ba-ba-ba-ba.
So, yeah, I've been saying blank you to all the nice old ladies and high school girls and little old men.
I love it.
And all of the nice people that I'm always so nice to.
Every time you go to Food Lion, you cuss them out.
And I had no idea. I mean, I'm still like, what do I do? How do I? And I was thinking, I was laying awake thinking, do I go back in there and go, you know, from one to the next, if I recognize a cashier and say, hey, you know, I shop in here a lot. You probably recognize me. I want you to know I didn't put that name on my Vic card.
Somebody hacked my card.
Well, that's what I'm going to have to say.
And you know what you could do? You could put it in your real phone number with your real information.
God.
That's what you get for using Jenny's number. She didn't like it on the bathroom wall. She doesn't like it at Food Lion.
Can you imagine how mortified? I don't know that I'll ever get over this. Can I go back there and shop?
Who cares? No. I guarantee 9 out of 10 of them don't notice.
You think?
I think they've noticed and they just don't say anything. And they're like,
well, the dude showed me. He showed me. He invited me to come around behind the register and see what it looks like.
It pops up on their screen.
Yeah, it pops up in blue at the bottom prominently where the customer name blank you. Great.
Wow. Yeah, like you're just glancing at your screen and it's cussing you out. Yeah. I mean,
they're looking at me like this guy thinks he's something. This guy, you know, you're talking to me. You know, I'm that guy to those people.
He's a giant Neanderthal.
The thing is, and you know, I don't always talk about it when I do this stuff, but there was a lady in front of me who was putting things back, which always breaks my heart. She was putting her chicken quarters back and she was walking away and we were joking about her son's birthday. And I told the guy, I said, ring up whatever she put back and put it on mine and I'll take it to her. So right off the top, I'm not the guy who would have blank you as my name in somebody's face.
It's so against your personality that...
Yeah, I don't use that word.
I know. It actually makes it hilarious, but not.
I mean, maybe, you know... Maybe it's just how you're, you know, it's like when you get a text and sometimes you imply tone. Maybe it's like, you know, it's like, blank you! Like
thank
have a great
you.
Day.
No.
Thank you very much.
I don't know. Yeah. I really don't know what I'm going to do other than go from person to person and apologize.
I think you
I
must.
Mean, are you going to use the number anymore?
I think you also need to get a record of all the people who have worked at that Food Lion in the past 10 years since you've been shopping there and call them up and apologize to them as well.
Oh, my God. I use it at all the Food Lions. My wonderful, beautiful, best, you know, with the kids in their suits.
Oh, skipping your magic.
My magic Food Lion in Lawrenceville, Virginia that I love so much.
Oh,
the sweetest people in the world.
Oh,
I use it there, too.
Oh, no.
And the one up in my hometown on the Eastern Shore. I've used it in there, too.
You're just
a
monster.
Oh, my God.
You are a monster.
Yes.
The one over by High Point University. Nice people in there. I've used it in there many times, too. Oh, my God. What am I going to do? Because this is all they know. This is what they know me as.
No, you have to start over and get a brand new one with your name in it. So that way you'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
That's
because
not me. That was another guy.
Because I kept the receipt this time. Usually they're in the trash on the way out. But the dude told me, if you spend $50 or more between now and the 21st, you'll get $20 off.
Yes.
So I can't change my card now. I'm this close to getting $20.
Well, you are the original blank you.
I mean, it works.
Maybe someone else will spend.
But have you
somebody else who's using that number will spend that much.
Well, that's the thing, though. I mean, you're using a shared number, so you're not necessarily going to get that.
Do you want to know how shared it is? Because when this happened, I decided to do some research. I wanted to find out who changed the name to that, as if I have any control or any right to, because I stole the number out of the air.
Yeah. Not your number.
Not my number. So there's a guy who owns now 336-867-5309.
Oh, there really is somebody with that number.
There is somebody. And I don't know if we're legally, if we can call and air that on here.
No.
I mean, we could call it, but we'd have to tell them up front that...
Well, it's a recording.
Oh.
I don't know if we can get away with that.
If it's a recording, then no. I think we got to actually get permission.
Anyway, it goes...
God, it used to be so much fun back in the day.
I know. Oh, I got a story about that that you guys might remember.
I think he changed it because he's tired of you using all his discounts.
That's what I'm thinking. Somebody figured out that I can't be the only one using that as my discount number. There's probably tons of people doing it. But when you call, this guy says, hey, it's Jenny. If you found my number on a bathroom wall, thanks for calling. Hey, leave a message. You never know what might happen. And if you want to hear messages left for Jenny, press whatever.
Oh, well, he's having fun with it then.
And he says something like, and it's a beautiful day in Ocala. Isn't that Florida?
Ocala, yeah.
So, yeah. So Florida man has the 336 version of 867-5309. I went on and searched on the internet. It is associated with so many places. There's there's two or three restaurants that have that listed as their phone number. There's like a...
The 336?
Yeah, 867-5309. There's landscaping businesses. I mean, it goes on and on. And then you can find all these different people in their records. Their number is 867-5309. And you know what it is. They didn't want to give their real number. It's like there's a clip of a lady. She's a town councilwoman. And like her dad is a chief of police or something. She gets pulled over and she's not cooperating. And the guy asks for her phone number. And she goes 867-5309. And so it's everywhere. It's ubiquitous.
Is there
everywhere.
Another phone number like that out there?
555-1212.
The other one that I know of
one, right?
is from the time they had a song called 777-9311.
Yeah, see, I don't know that one as well.
I wonder if that one will work. Maybe I'll switch. But I'm so close to my damn $20.
There's a Morgan Wallen song that has one in it, too. Of course, there's dial 788-9122. We'll come get that car for you.
So, yeah, it's a trying time. I really don't know how to proceed with life at all.
I think you just embrace it.
Embrace that I'm a monster
who
cusses people out on their screen?
Durr. You just start making mean faces at people.
Mean mugging everybody.
Give me my discount. I hate grocery shopping.
As soon as they look at the screen, they look up at you and be like,
yeah, you read it right. That's my name. That's what my parents named me.
So I'm going to start cooking this weekend because I'm so nervous. I can't wait. I'm gonna go ahead and start assembling some
items.
When
do people arrive at your house?
Oh, they don't.
You go somewhere else?
Uh-huh. I cook a lot of items and I take them to Thanksgiving. And I'm nervous about it already. I'm already thawing the turkey out right now because I think you have to if you're going to do it in the fridge. How long does it take, Maddie?
Oh, I can't remember now. It's like
4 days.
A day per pound. Or
Well, usually I just put it out on the counter for a few days and don't worry about it.
And everybody tells you not to do that.
Everybody.
However, I've never had a problem with that.
Oh, you leave it out too?
I don't make turkeys, but when I put any kind of frozen meat, I sit it out.
Yeah, I do too.
I bet it's even faster if you just put it outside.
Yeah.
I like to just put it in some warm water.
You've got crows, though. They'll take him.
They've been calming down. You know, they've been nicer lately. Do you hate positivity?
Ugh.
Americans hate positivity.
What?
There's these sayings, these positive sayings that people use, you know, to try and brighten your day and make you feel good about yourself and the world. And apparently, we hate them. Would you like to hear them?
Sure.
Number 10. The best is yet to come.
Oh, barf.
Is it?
I believe that. Of course it is. I mean, everything's been great so far.
You mean the sweet release of death?
When people say that, it's when something really crappy just happened. And so that's the last thing you want to hear.
But it's true.
I don't care.
The best is yet to come. Number 9, look for the silver lining.
I mean, is there ever really a silver lining?
Yes, of course there is. Give me a scenario. I'll give you the silver lining.
I just paid off my car and I wrecked it.
Hey, look, you never really cared for that car. At least you weren't hurt.
Yeah.
What if I was?
You didn't say that,
Bart. You
didn't
say you were. You just said you wrecked it.
Number 8, choose joy.
Yeah, I like that one.
I did too. Can you choose joy, Beardy LaRue?
No, I prefer Dawn. Soap joke.
Number 7, count your blessings.
Yes. I like that one, all right. I'm okay with that.
No.
It's a reminder. It's a good reminder.
You don't have blessings to count?
I mean, if I'm sneezing.
What about your awesome coworkers that you can't imagine life without.
And your wonderful wife.
What about them?
And your great kids.
I mean, all that stuff's great.
And you live in a home with a roof
over your
head.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Great.
Yeah, that's like five blessings he counted. He did it. Find your bliss. I don't know what that even means.
I don't either.
I guess finding something that you're really into.
Find the thing that makes you happy.
Well, I know based on your algorithms and what pops up on your computer, what you're really into, you found your bliss, and I know where it's been. Yeah. That bliss has been places, man.
Someone found my bliss out in a yard.
The kids found his bliss.
Oh, God, no. Uh-huh. Put that down.
This is embarrassing. Carpe diem. I think that one's overdone. I think you're trying to be smart.
Season of the day. Yeah.
Yeah, season of day.
I got to season it. Not salty enough.
Some Mrs. Dash for your day. Number four, good vibes only. I like that one.
I do like that one.
I need to get better at that.
What? I like that one.
Having more good vibes and less Debbie Downer vibes.
Bruh, you just need to pick up good vibrations, and then you might feel excitations. Don't, we'll have to pay for that.
The way I sing it.
I don't want to pick up my excitations.
No, number three. Ah, this is so true. Happiness is a choice.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. No, that really is. I mean,
it
a lot of these.
Definitely is.
Yeah.
You know, there are, you know, issues that people have to work through, but overall, I do believe happiness is a choice.
Well, yeah, and how you let things affect you.
Right now, the change in time is affecting a lot of people with the seasonal affective disorder, SAD.
Yeah.
It's time to break out your good light box. And if you don't have a professional light box, what you can do is take the black sheet off your light bright.
That works. Oh, and you make a clown face and then you're laughing all day.
Exactly. They never looked like the ones in the commercial.
Never.
They never came together.
God, I haven't messed with a light bright in so long.
Oh, I used to love light bright.
And Bozo the Clown. That's too many pegs. Number two, I hate this one. It is what it is.
Oh, I say, man, that, I, though. I say that a lot.
Why do you guys do that?
I don't know.
Just because it's like, okay, well, this is the way that it is. So now we've got to move on from it. You're not changing it. You can't go back in time.
Yeah. That goes along a lot. I wish this would have happened or this could have happened.
Yeah, that don't do you any good.
Yeah.
We're at.
Yeah. My grandfather had a saying about that. Wish in one hand and in the other. And see which one fills up. And number one, live, laugh, love.
Have you seen... I know you have. The guy going around the house and reading all the different live, laugh, love signs in the house. He's like, live, laugh, love, laugh, love, live, laugh, love, love, live. And he's like, literally, like everything. He's walking around videoing. And
is this
like
his own
signs
house?
And mugs. I don't know. God,
probably not.
No.
It's probably like his grandma's or something.
But he's just getting more and more angry with everyone.
Did he get the one about no cussing, no fussing? And then it goes in the trash, so I don't know what the rest of it is. I love those commercials. So what are house rules out there in the world? Because we're about to have guests. You know, you got to set up your rules in advance or quickly when they arrive. I don't have many. I think my house is a fun place to come to. The only one is don't get in my spot.
Yeah, I've never really had to have house rules, but I don't have like big family come to visit or anything. So
yeah,
even if they do, I don't think I've ever said anything out loud like you can't do that in here.
What
I think
if they get in your spot? You don't move them?
No, I think you just swallow it down and get upset, and then you just kind of like,
and
when
you never
gone,
invite
like,
them again.
I have no problem asking people to get out of my spot. That's my one house rule. Yeah. I got a spot. Yeah, and I will physically move you.
Huh. Which one? I just want to swing by your house and just check it out.
Get my spot?
I'll check it out.
Nah.
I'll just look for the U dent.
Oh, it's there.
What are you, Sheldon from Big Bang Theory?
It is so there. The spot is the left-hand corner of my great big couch. That's my spot. Don't get in there.
So these are like real bizarre ones that people found. It was on a BuzzFeed thing. So like one said that they were at their friend's place and they had a strict policy of no talking during dinner, but it wasn't because of any other reason than their elderly grandmother believed that a mischievous spirit living in the dining room would learn secrets and cause chaos.
Wait, was she still there?
Yeah, which I think that's neat. I think
at Thanksgiving, when elderly grandma comes, we all have to be quiet.
Yeah, keep quiet because the mischievous spirit is going to steal a lot
of
secrets.
Man.
It's getting secrets. It's getting her secret recipe for $1 million fudge.
They said, one person said that they stayed at a relative's place where they had a strict no radio waves after dark rule, which means no Wi-Fi, no phones. The microwave was off limits because they believed that the waves interfered with their sweet dreams.
What if I put on my tinfoil hat?
No, they would need the hat.
Yeah, you'd have to foil them up.
Yeah, that's what you do. You plan ahead. You sneak around and foil them up while they're sleeping.
They'll never know.
This one was just like an internal one where he said, if we slammed the door as kids, my dad made us kiss the door to make it feel better. I love that.
I like that.
I mean, we all know what a slam door means. It's always the middle finger. And it's gotten to the point now where my kid will be throwing, you know, if she's throwing a fit and slams the door, I'm like, don't you flip me off.
Does she still do that?
Not as much. She'll have a couple outbursts, but I can usually like spin it back around and make her laugh by the end because I'm calling her out on her.
Oh, you're the coolest.
On her mess. Guests eat last. My aunt's ex-husband used to make me sit and watch everyone eat before I could be served food.
What kind of control freak is that?
No, he's a jerk. Yeah. I think he did that on purpose because guests usually eat first.
Yeah. And then one of my favorites was when I was a kid, my friend's dad made his kids line up on the couch and just sit there silently while he watched TV and drank a beer. If you were visiting, you had to do it too. When my mom heard about it, I wasn't allowed to go over there when he was home.
These are great.
Yeah, those are some. That was it.
You guys ever know any people growing up that had weird rules at their house?
Nothing like that. Like
no turtle in the bathtub.
No,
because you know what they do.
Pee.
At least. Yeah. That's the least of your worries.
No, I mean, like that was pretty much it. Like it would have been like standard stuff. Like, you know, we don't get to watch TV until this time, or you know, like we can't eat or drink this, or you know, that kind of stuff. But
I had a friend who. They had, remember when juices used to be in cans?
Yeah.
Where you pop the top.
High C.
They believed that their mom knew if we were to drink from the can. And so to prevent the psychic mom from knowing we drank from the can, we weren't allowed to have high C at that house. Because just in case, she might still think you drank from the can. So you could open the fridge and look at it, but you don't touch the high C.
That reminds me of one that my buddy clued me in on. I didn't know the full story of it, and it's less about a rule, but more about, so him and he had an older brother, and they used to always drink out of their parents' liquor cabinet. So, well, at least the older brother did. So when the younger brother did, most of it was already watered down. But what he would do is they would fill it with water and super glue the lid back on, so it was like, it was still sealed.
Really?
And or like if they couldn't, then the parents would go to open it, and they couldn't open it, they would just throw it out, so they never knew
They gave up too soon.
Yeah, they did. I'd be going to get some pliers.
I just thought that was so funny. It's like, not only were they watering it down, but then they finally went the full thing and then glued the lid on so they couldn't even open it to begin with.
That's hilarious.
So mom had such a problem with them drinking out of the can that you couldn't even pour it in a cup?
You just didn't want to take the chance.
Really, really was serious about that stuff.
She was scary, yeah.
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 And we drank out of
the can. I don't even think any of my friends really had scary moms. Like, maybe my mom was a scary mom.
Uh-oh. I don't know. If you don't know which one was a scary mom, it was your mom.
I don't know. We were all, I mean, it was the 90s. We were all latchkey kids. No one was ever there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but she knew. She knew if you were drinking out of that can.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd flip out on you. Yeah, no, I think my house is pretty easy to be at. You know, no rules. Just don't get my spot.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I guess I need a spot.
You don't have a spot at your house?
I mean, I do, but it's like if someone was sitting in it, if it's one of the kids,
oh,
I'd
no.
make a move.
Like
but
if somebody,
a guest.
No, if I'm going out there and I'm getting ready to sit, and I'd be like, I mean, I might not move them, but I'd make a face.
God, I wish I had a spot.
You gotta. Yeah. You gotta stand your ground. Yeah. I'm sad for you. You have that whole house and not one spot.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I guess nothing that I'm willing to go to war over.
Hey, so what about, I told you guys the other day, I went in the kitchen here at work, which we have wild adventures in there, you know, death-defying feats in that kitchen, because there was a liquidy bag of science project compost in the drawer that had turned into a really nice, like, tea-colored liquid. And it was just sloshing around in there. So I cleaned it all out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I cleaned it all out.
Yeah, you should toot your own horn.
I'm not tooting my own horn.
It literally looked like a bag of tea. I don't know what it started
with
out as.
It was chunky tea. Ooh, maybe it was that bubble tea that the kids love.
I don't think so.
So there's always weird things in the kitchen. The latest was that clown nose that I went in there, and there's this red thing sitting on top of something, and I pick it up. And a random mystery liquid goes all over me, and I realize, wait, what is this? I mean, I can't tell you how fast I put that down and washed my hands. Mm-hmm.
Which I was thinking about it is that now you broke it.
What do you mean?
Well,
because
I
you
hadn't...
got rid of all the liquid that was attracting. It was to attract the fruit flies, which for some reason we have in our office. And
because of the bag of tea.
Yeah, you then spilled the whatever the juice that the fruit flies like. So now they're not going back to the juice thing. What did you put back in it? Anything?
Nothing. I was terrified. I didn't know what was going
okay,
on.
Okay, so here's the thing, though. I had not seen that before you told this story.
Yeah.
So I walk back in there, and I'm like, why did he pick that up?
Because I thought it was a clown nose.
No, it's not a clown nose. It looks like a little apple, first of all. And second of all, it has a window on it that shows you that there's something inside it.
You think I'm looking in a window of a clown nose?
You can't see.
If I see a clown nose, I'm picking it up. I mean, call me crazy. But what they should do is put a little sign up. We've got a sign up that tells you where to put your soiled coffee mug. So make a little sign and put it under the fruit fly trap.
Fruit flies, drink here.
Unless you're afraid.
Not for the flies.
Unless you're afraid they'll read it. They're flying around and they see, oh, fruit fly trap, huh? Yeah, right.
See, that's the, you gotta be sneaky. You
hey, can't guys, just, stay away from the clown nose.
You can't just say, don't touch this, it's a fruit fly trap.
I was glad to find out that it wasn't just Like I've been noticing them in my office, and I thought, man, did I let something go in my office?
It's crazy.
But then somebody else we work with, Kevin, came in and he was like, man, I'm trying to find a place to eat where the fruit flies won't bother me. And I'm like, what is going on in our building?
They're always in my office, and there's nothing in there for
them. And my office is on the other end of the building from the kitchen, and I still have them in there.
I mean, is this the evolution of the stink bug? I mean, the stink bugs used to be everywhere. Now have they become fruit flies?
I don't think that's how that works. I don't think evolution works that way.
No.
But that's really cute that you think that.
Look, I'm just trying to... We're
going to need to have a science lesson.
I don't do good science stuff.
And then the stink bug comes out of its cocoon as a tiny fruit fly.
Yay, look at him.
It collapses upon itself.
Yeah, that's how that works. Now, I don't know where they come from, but they've been here for years. You guys act like this is new.
They're worse,
It's a newer, though.
Lately.
Stink bugs have been around for years. The fruit fly is a more this year thing.
Have we ever talked about government cheese?
Not in depth,
I don't think.
You guys ever had any government cheese? Mm-hmm. Oh, so you never had government cheese?
No.
I wish I could get you some. It's a fascinating thing, man. What they did back in like the 70s and 80s is they had this huge national surplus of cheese because they pumped a whole lot of money into the dairy farms so that they could buy all this cheese. And then they gave it away through a government program. It was like social services would have a day and you come and get your government cheese and some rice and stuff like that. But my mom's boyfriend, this is one way we got it. He rented a house to these people. And one time they were a little bit short. So the dude gave him a block of government cheese. Mm-hmm. And he brought
government
that.
Is what he's trying to say here. But he says it in the way that we all called it government. Yeah.
Government cheese. The best. The 100% best grilled cheeses you ever had in your entire life.
It was good cheese. Like, it wasn't... I want to say that, you know, they compared it to Velveeta, but it was better than Velveeta.
It was more cheddary and had more spring back. Like, Velveeta's just goo. It's just oil. This was actual cheese. They called it American cheese, but it was more cheddary than
that. It was better than, like, the slices.
And by the way, don't ever try to shred Velveeta in a food processor.
I don't think I would.
That'd be real gunky.
Yeah, I broke my... It freaked it out.
But so the government cheese came in a 5-pound loaf, and you would cut off whatever you wanted to use for your mac and cheese or your grilled cheeses and stuff. And I want some so bad. I was talking.
Is it a cheese product or is it cheese?
It's cheese. It's
well, you know what I mean. Like if you get it's like Kraft singles, you got to look for a real one.
If you mixed Kraft singles with cheddar cheese,
it's like that.
So it was that good, but I don't know. It was different than anything that you can buy in the store.
I know. And I looked online. I'm trying to find it. And when I started to put in the search, what is most like government cheese, it auto-filled because so many people are looking for government cheese. And there's a Land O'Lakes product that is a 5-pound brick of what they call extra melt American. It's like $45.
What?
Yeah.
Why is it $45?
It's close to government cheese. You can't get government cheese anymore.
Government prices.
Wait, government cheese was free, and
but
you're going to charge $45 for the cheese. It's the most. That's just wrong.
That's knowing the market. You know,
it's wrong.
Exactly.
Know there's a drought.
Don't care. It's wrong.
This was a long government cheese game.
So I don't know why we had it. I'm not trying to act like anything, but we didn't need to have free food handed to us.
It came around sometimes.
But I remember having it once.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom worked at social services.
Yeah.
So she had people that, you know, were so super sweet to her that they would say, look, I'm not going to eat this. Do you want it? And so she's like, yeah, I'll take your government cheese.
Yeah.
Take that home.
It's cheese, man.
Make an omelet.
I love some cheese.
Was there anything else like that? I mean, was it just the cheese?
No, they had rice, flour, sugar.
But were they anything different or special about
cheese
that?
Cheese was the only one that was good.
Yeah,
it's sort of
so
like,
good.
Okay, you know how everybody loves school pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those kind of things that, like, it was around when we were kids. Everybody loved it. You cannot get your hands on it anymore to be just like what it was.
It's probably crazy process and got all sorts of additives and whatever.
That's not the point. Not the point.
I can't believe you've never experienced gummit cheese, and now I don't know that you ever will be able to.
Mm.
Well, now I guess I'm sad.
Now you need to find some. Now you need to go pay $45 for some.
I'm shocked you haven't been able to find it on eBay or anything.
I looked. That's where I found the Land O'Lakes loaf.
I mean, it is perishable, so it's not like somebody's still got a loaf of it.
I bet you there's probably one somewhere.
You don't green. Know.
I'll cut the edge off of that. I don't care if I end up with a cheese stick.
I mean, even Velveeta, as processed as it is, gets moldy. So
I've never seen it mold.
Oh, I have.
You've seen Velveeta mold?
Yeah, when we were kids, it did.
I think you got something else on it, because I don't think that can support mold.
When we were kids, I remember my mom having to cut the mold off.
She cut the cheese.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Mom.
I remember. I know that Velveeta. Like, I've used last year's Velveeta this year before, and it gets a hard edge. But like I said, you just cut that off.
Maybe it was just the hard. It got real hard.
Yeah, it gets hard and orange. And you cut that off, and inside there's perfectly good.
American would do that too. Like if you got the one that wasn't in the single wraps, even if you did get the single wrap, sometimes it would get breached, and then you'd have like crunchy bits.
Do you think that your taste in movies, if you don't share a taste in movies with a person, is that a relationship deal breaker?
No.
It's not a deal breaker, but it's difficult.
It's frustrating.
One of you has to concede.
Well, yeah, you
or
do.
Or you just don't watch movies together.
That's a good
half
idea.
Your life when you're in a relationship.
Not for us. All my wife needs is TikTok. That is her only jam. And sometimes I'll throw on TV and maybe, but...
Well, that's the thing. If she's not interested, she'll just watch TikTok.
Yeah. That's also frustrating because I'm trying to watch something.
If the guys put on a movie I don't like, then I'll start playing one of my games or something.
I don't think I've ever been in a relationship with somebody who liked the same movies as me. And maybe that explains something.
Not exactly the same because, you know, unless you've got somebody who's super into sci-fi, I mean, most girls want to watch a chick flick here and there. And my guy likes more, you know, things with Vikings and or aliens or action movies. And some of those are fine, but I also would like to watch a comedy or a chick flick or whatever every once in a while, too.
Yeah.
So he has good taste in movies and you're awful.
Apparently.
There's a new, it's funny because currently there's a new, a lot of times I end up just watching stuff by myself because I know that she has no interest in seeing it. I'll even ask, I'm like, do you have any interest in watching this? And we'll like, if something's on Netflix, I'm like, watch this. And she goes, no. And I'm like, okay, I'll watch that by myself.
Okay.
Like the new one is there's a new David Fincher movie called The Killer with Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, it's weird.
You just said names. Wait.
David Fincher was the guy who did Seven. He's done The Social Network. He's one of my favorite directors.
I'm just letting you know it starts slow, real slow. And you're like, okay, but we didn't think it was that great.
Well, I'm a fanboy, so okay. I'm already biased.
Go ahead and watch it and see what you think.
But. Do you want somebody, like my taste in movies is kind of weird, I think. I could watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood right now and have no problem with it.
You're on what, 19
times? Oh, no, 20, 20, 24, 25.
That's so weird. I can't do it.
I could watch it any time. And I love that, and I love Dude, Where's My Car? And I love Reservoir Dogs, and you know... Once Upon a Time in America. There's a good one. So
all of the Once Upon a Times.
Yeah, you like anything.
Once Upon a Time in the West. Very good with Charles Bronson.
But Once Upon a Time, there was a little girl named Snow White.
I never, ever known anybody in a relationship who liked the same movies.
Nah,
that likes to watch them 25 times.
So, I mean, there are overlaps. And I really do enjoy it. Sometimes it is frustrating that she won't watch stuff with me because I like to be able to then sometimes it's like a conversation starter. It's like, oh, well, what about this? What about that? And I can't do that with the TikToks.
Well, and with you, with being no problem with watching the same movie over and over again, my guy does that. If he's flipping through, he'll stop on something. And I'm like, God, we've already seen this. Like I've already watched. That's not my thing to watch the same thing over and over and over and over again.
I love it.
When there's 10 other things on that I might want to watch.
Maybe that's just a comfort thing. Because, you know, I'll watch the same Wagon Train, the same Gunsmoke for years, the same MASH. I'm back on MASH again, by the way.
I will watch some things again, but not to that extent.
No, with TV show, I could more go back and watch episodes of Friends than I could watch Underworld. Six more times.
Got it.
Oh, God.
So we're about to be in the second weekend of Wizard of Oz with my daughter and her little tiny side roles. And I'm starting a campaign now so that she'll be Dorothy next year. I want you to look at this. Sorry, it's a visual on audio. But this is her and the director, and you'll recognize the person next to her. Do you see any resemblance between those two.
That guy looks like, just like Toto.
Yeah. She looks like Judy Garland.
Doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
So
that's cute.
Oh, it went black on you. There we go. So do you see the resemblance at all?
Yeah.
How about that? What do I do? I mean, how do I turn that?
They do the Wizard of Oz every year?
Yeah. This is the 28th year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So next year, 29, I think we got ourselves a Dorothy.
Well, I think if there becomes a roadblock, as there was this year, I think someone might need to Nancy Kerrigan that
going
thing.
Call in a hitman.
I think you could be Jeff Galooly.
Well, there's opportunities for injury in this show, man. They have people flying. If you've never seen it, it is pretty cool. It reminds me of a vaudeville show, the way that they put it together. There's people flying through the air. The monkeys fly, the witch flies, the bicycle flies. There's actual fire on stage.
So the girl who plays Dorothy now.
She's fantastic.
Or she's amazing. But in the future, if a different person is playing Dorothy, you can just, you know, make one of those heels on the ruby slippers a little loose. So when she goes skipping down the yellow brick road, she turns an ankle.
They have extra buckets of water on stage because of the hazard of the broom being on fire.
And they really do set something on fire.
They really have fire.
That's a bold move in this day and age.
Yeah,
it's bold thrice. You got fire burning on stage. There's kids right there. You've got the witch with her long dress and cape and broom. And you got the scarecrow who's standing right next to an open flame.
Might as well have a new character, Oily Rag.
We need to introduce fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
Oh, they use those in the show too. They use those to make the wizard smoke.
Crazy was at the pink show, she had pyro. I swear, even from like the 200 section, I could feel the heat.
Yeah. Imagine what it must feel like to be down there on stage.
Well, that's the thing, man.
Well, she ain't wearing no clothes.
Well, they burned off.
You know?
That's why she doesn't wear pants. She doesn't want them to catch on fire.
I don't love all the female artists wearing their little bathing suits.
Look, she's got to have...
They're leotards.
Yeah. She's got to have the ability to stretch and kick and stretch.
But everybody doesn't need to be wearing a bathing suit on stage. It feels so unfinished. It's like you got...
You're telling me if Mick Jagger came out in a one piece
see what I mean?
Suit.
See what I mean?
Oh, no.
You got 20,000 people here, you couldn't put clothes on?
Beyonce started that whole leotard on stage business, and I will honestly say it's not my favorite look.
Yeah. It seems like, wouldn't you be uncomfortable? Charlie, you came to work and you're wearing your bathing suit all day at work, doing your job, walking back and forth. That's not comfortable. That can't be comfortable in front of 20,000 people.
It's comfortable on them, but it's just, they're missing pants. I just feel like they need to have a skirt or some pants on.
Thank you so much. That is one of the smartest things you've ever said.
Thanks.
It's up there. I mean, you say a lot of smart things.
Oh, thanks.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. If that's one of the smartest things I've ever said,
they're missing pants. How's that bad?
No, anyway.
You ain't got no pants,
it's
Pink.
Just not. It's not a look that I love.
Pink is great, though, man.
She is so cool. And that's the best. I'm sorry. That was an amazing show.
Oh, she is.
Just for the simple fact that she is an incredible person.
She is.
Her on stage, when she would talk to the crowd, you're like, tell me more. I would go listen to her just do a talking thing.
I'll tell you how cool she is. When she was on tour with NSYNC, they were on my show. I was in the parking lot at RFK, and she came over to the tent and hung out for a while. And every person that came up to talk to her, she shook their hand and asked them their name.
Mm.
That's big.
Yeah. Keith Urban did that. And first he reaches out his hand. He makes eye contact with you. He says, hello, I'm Keith.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know who you are.
That's
but then
huge.
He asks us our names. Amazing.
She did that, but she said Alicia and not Pink.
Sure.
Isn't that wild? Better. All right, so listen, next time we got your phone calls. Oh, before we go, we're banning a guy. I banned him one time before and because of some ridiculous stuff he said. And then last week, he said something that I didn't catch until it was too late, made Charlie uncomfortable, and that's not fair. You need to be safe and comfortable in here.
Thank you.
So that guy's never going to be on the podcast or the radio ever again. If I can figure out a way to block his number, I will.
Okay.
But if you call in and you want to make Maddie uncomfortable, that's fine.
Oh, yeah. Good luck.
You can't. You cannot.
I live in this.
So, yeah, if you would love to be on the podcast, we want to hear from you. What you thinking about? You got a spot in your house? What's your rules? Can you drink the high C? 336-373-0987 is our number.
Oh, and it'll be Thanksgiving Eve next week.
Yeah.
Sure will.
Yeah, we're getting ready for the Bet You Won't Play It Thanksgiving weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Requests all day and night. So it'll be wacky.
We start Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm. Thursday at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Charlie, listen to us online at 987simon.com so you can hear all that business. What you got for your final thought?
Always be sure to look through the window of the clown nose before you pick it up.
God, you keep taking mine.
Come up with another one. Maddie, what's your final thought?
I don't know. I hate positive sayings, too. I don't know. Stupid. It is what it is.
You wrote something down long before the clown nose.
Fruit flies in a clown nose. Turtle power.
Next time. Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.